Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Now into hour number three, David Bay of Cutting Edge Ministries joining us, talking about the secret societies that helped found America, how they were hijacked by the Illuminati, what we face today, their global master plan. We'll get into the architecture of the Illuminati, literal and figurative, coming up in the next segment. Right now, let's continue with your calls. Let's talk to Don in North Carolina. Don, you're on the air.
Hi, Alex. Thanks for taking my call.
You bet.
I'm a pilot from U.S. Airways that I spoke to before, and I'd mentioned, you know, at our airline, they terminated all the pensions. And when I started doing some research, we had the senior advisor from Rothschild on the board of directors and also the chairman of Rothschild North America. But the more I dug, the more I started finding. And one of the things...
Yeah, you called about 3 years ago.
Yeah, I called several times. But here's something that's really unusual, and I don't think it's an accident. Our former CEO at U.S. Airways... He was from India, and they're starting a new airline in India called Indigo Air. And the company that's financing this operation is called Interglobe Enterprises. Now, if you go to their website, they have the IG for their name, Indigo Enterprises, is in the shape of a pyramid with a red capstone pyramid, and it spins around and around while you're on the website. But if you go and you look at their address... One of their addresses at the very first location. Now listen to this address. It's Interglobe Air Transport, Galileo, India, 911 Upper Level Empire Towers. That's the address. And all their phone numbers start with 91. They have 91 or 911 in them. And also, I noticed if you go to the Grand Lodge of India, all of their phone numbers are 911. And if you go U.S. China Chamber of Commerce, Prescott Bush, their last three phone number digits are 911.
Yeah, let me just stop.
This isn't a coincidence. You know?
No. Listen, almost all the major corporate logos are all seeing eyes, pyramids, numerology. This is a part of their religion. David Bay, comment on that.
Well, absolutely. We have seen such a determined drive to bring all facets under their control, and it just these numbers, you know, 911, 666, and you know, 11s and 13s and multiples thereof.
32, 33.
Absolutely, they just predominate. In fact, if you look in the news and at Cutting Edge, we put up a daily news update, which is a modified Drudge Report format where we list, you know, 40 to 70 articles a day. It's amazing to see these occult numbers pop up in the daily news. 11 killed here, 44 killed in a mine accident, 33s, 22s, it's just amazing. You know, these numbers pop up everywhere.
Well, they admit that that's part of their religion.
Well, see, they are pagans. And pagans worship the creature rather than the creator, according to Romans 1:25. And that's why these guys worship the sun, the moon, the stars. They worship numbers.
Absolutely.
Numbers is one of God's creation. They believe that certain occult numbers contain inherent power. And so they believe that a good plan can literally fail if it's not carried out according to the numbers.
Caller, I appreciate your call. Good to hear from you. Let me just add a caveat to that. It's admitted by his own astrologer, and Nancy Reagan admits it, that down to the day, to the hour, to the minute, to the color of the tie he wore, everything was occultic in the astrology of what Ronald Reagan did. Now, for most of us, that sounds completely nuts, but that's what these guys believe in. We'll be right back after this quick break. I'm Alex Jones, your host. David Bay is our guest. And we will get into some of the most incredible evidence of this occult empire, the architecture of Eastern American cities.
There is a secret that holds the world's destiny in its grasp. Hello, my friends. Alex Jones here. Learn that secret with my new film, Martial Law, 9/11 Rise of the Police State. Martial Law plumbs the depths of the New World Order's ideology, their philosophy. Out of the ashes of the September 11th tragedy, a dark empire of war and tyranny has risen. The Constitution has been shredded, and America is now a police state. This film exposes not just who was behind the 9/11 attacks, but the roots and history of its orchestrators. Martial Law is a blazing spotlight piercing the electronic Berlin Wall of controlled corporate media. Plumb the depths of the elite's minds, their ideology, their driving philosophy, and uncover the power-mad cult of death that is sworn to turn the Earth into a prison planet. Discover the documented truth for yourself before it's too late. Call toll-free to get a copy of Martial Law. 1-888-253-3139. Or visit InfoWars.com and the secure shopping cart. That's InfoWars.com or 888-253-3139. Or watch the film right now online at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Hello, folks. This is Alex Jones introducing you to the incredible Berkey Solar Charger, your source for free solar electricity. This portable system is the size of a book when folded and small enough to fit into a briefcase, handbag, or glove compartment. The Berkey Solar Charger has been designed to power the Berkey Lights LED lamps as well as other applications such as mobile phones, radios, digital cameras, and PDAs when electricity is not available. Its multi-voltage capabilities, multiple adapters, and rechargeable batteries provide for a flexible source of auxiliary backup power. Simply place the Berkey Solar Charger in the sun, plug in your application, and you have power. Disconnect your application, and the system automatically begins charging its own rechargeable batteries. Get the incredible Berkey Solar Charger for only $75 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. And tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438.
And now a word from Dr. Patricia Margitis from Stem Enhance.
I want to first thank the wonderful GCN listeners for supporting Stem Enhance. Now know that your own stem cells are your body's maintenance crew, and Stem Enhance makes sure that more of them show up for work every day. The truth is, the more stem cells you have in your bloodstream, the greater your health. If you believe there is something more for you, have a strong work ethic, and wish to participate in the monumental increase in the cost for natural health while gaining financial independence and monthly cash flow, then you are the right person. I personally invite you to join me as a distributor of Stem Enhance. I am committed to personally make sure you receive the tools needed to succeed. Remember, the first rule of success, you must show up. Call me, Dr. Patricia Margitis, at 860-567-7744.
That number again, 860-567-7744.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
Talk about his powerful new film he's produced, Secret Mysteries of America's Beginnings, Volume 1. Learn the incredible secrets of the esoteric traditions hidden within the manifold layers of signs and symbols in our nation's infrastructure, symbols that for many represent the secret destiny of the world's greatest nation. And why is Washington, D.C. built on the 77th meridian? And it just goes on and on. Why are the Revolutionary War cities really built in perfect alignment with Stonehenge? I mean, this is serious business, folks. This is the religion of the elite that run our planet. As I said on the back of the cover for The Order of Death, my film on this subject, The Satanic Secret Society That Rules the World, discover their history and master plan. So that's coming up with David Bay and your phone calls, Bill, and many others that are patiently holding. Before I do that, Debbie Morrow, we get her up at least once a week, Made in America. Big Berkey products, and they have the new Black Berkey elements that are amazing. They have the Travel Berkey, the sports bottles, all of it. Debbie, good to have you on with us today.
Hi there, Alex. Thank you very much for having me on. It's a pleasure.
You bet. Why is filtering your water important, Debbie?
Well, it's really important to have your own personal water filters that you filter it, because you just don't know what's going on in the water nowadays. You know, I mean, besides the chemicals that they put in the city water that are killing us a little bit at a time, we also have the things that are in the air that are getting in that rainwater that people collect and in the pond and lake. So, I mean, you know, in the long run, you really need to filter your water whether or not you are in the city or out in the country, because you just want to have the most healthiest, best drinking water. Your body consists of 70% water, so it's very important to always have a good source of water. And the Berkey water filters are great because, one, they don't require any electricity or water pressure, and so you can just fill it up, and gravity pulls it down, and you have great drinking water within minutes.
Well, I really believe in this, and this is what I use. It's what we use at the office. It's what I give as gifts, birthday presents, and things of that nature. It's so important. I mean, the Environmental Protection Agency and the FDA allow so many chemicals and toxins in our food and water, and water is the greatest thing that we ingest, or at least it should be, to be healthy, and it's just so full of poison. Debbie, tell people about some of the specials you're running right now.
Well, we have a free gift with all of the Berkey water filters for being an Alex Jones listener. Our filters start at $199, and you can get them as big as you want with as many filters as you want, you know, to add on to it. But we're especially excited for the people who've been waiting for a smaller Berkey in stainless steel. We have the new Berkey Travel. It's a 1.5-gallon stainless steel unit with two black filters in it. It does accommodate the PF2 fluoride filters if you have fluoride added to your water system. And so it's a great all-around one for boats, RVs, for people who are in an apartment.
In fact, I just ordered another one of those for the office yesterday.
Yes, you did. But y'all ordered a big Royal Berkey so that you could have plenty of room water for all the employees that you have
there.
Wait
a minute. I told Kevin when he was on the phone with you to get the little one. He got a big one?
I did. Yeah, it was a Royal Berkey.
Yeah, whatever. See, that's the type of taskmaster I am. Everybody does the opposite. But, you know, that's fine. I don't know where we'll have room for it because it's not that big, though.
No, and it hasn't shipped yet. I mean, I can go ahead and change that if you want, but I think the Royal Berkey will accommodate your people because you have several people in the office, and that way you won't run out.
But, I mean, how many gallons a day does the little one do?
Well, it holds 1.5 gallons at a time, and as long as you fill it up and keep it going, it does about 1 gallon every hour and a half. One thing neat about the gravity filters is the more full you have the top, and the bigger the top, the faster it goes down into the bottom.
Yeah,
you have water faster.
Do me a favor, change it to the little one.
Okie dokie.
I mean, I've got two in my garage for emergencies boxed up. If I wanted, I could just bring one of those over.
Okay.
You know, the regular Berkeys, but that's probably my fault. I probably didn't make it clear. Yeah, I'll take the new little one, instead of the Royal. What's the Royal do? 3 gallons?
The Royal's 3.5 gallons. It's real nice. Let me look at the order. I'm positive it was the Royal.
Not unless we're going to be, you know, have a horse trough out back. No, but those are good for restaurants or good for big families.
Especially if you're going to cook with it, things like that. You know, you want to have the bigger ones so you don't run out. Let me look. I've got your order right here.
Well, it doesn't matter. I mean, we can figure it out later, Debbie. But what if folks just want to get sports bottles? Now, they don't cut everything out. They just reduce the toxins and poisons and herbicides and pesticides and make it safe to drink and knock out all the bacteria. Tell us about the deals on those.
We have them. You can get them individually, the Berkey sport bottles, for $39, or you can get two for $70. Or if you want the generic labeled ones, which are exactly the same bottle, but we don't have the silk screening put on them, then you can get five for $99.
That's an amazing deal because they're about $35 in camping supply stores. And so by getting five of them, you save masses of money. Give Debbie a call right now. She's a wonderful lady. Give you a lot of great service. 1-888-803-4438. They got shower filters as well. You absorb a lot of it through your skin or breathe it. 888-803-4438. Or go to BerkeyWater.com and you can order online. Tell them it's an Alex Jones special. Tell them what free gifts you want with your orders. They got sheltering in place DVDs. They got potassium iodate for nuclear attack. They've got the sports bottles as free gifts. 888-803-4438 or BerkeyWater.com. Or you can order all the same stuff, same price at InfoWars.com as well. Debbie, thank you so much for taking time out today to join us.
Oh, well, thank you. I always enjoy it. And have a wonderful day.
You too, and we'll talk to you soon.
Thank you.
Folks, I like to have her up at least once a week because they're a great sponsor and they help us with the global shortwave to reach the entire planet without outreach. And it's made in America, and I use it. I believe in it. I only promote what I believe in, what I know to be good. And they're the national distributor and the national maker. So you're getting the equivalent discount of somebody who's ordering 50 of these. You go buy a big Berkey at the store. It's $300 for a little one, $350, $400 for a big one. You can get them for $199, $249. Save a lot of money. Go through her. I'm telling you. 888-803-4438. Okay, back to David Bay. David, thanks for holding. Thanks for holding, listeners. That's just an important announcement and information for people we do once a week. David, let's get into the architecture. We know there's this ruling elite, helped found America, more sinister group, hijacked it around 1776.
Yeah,
well, I know it was founded in 1776, but the hijacking, it took them a few years to get that done.
Yeah, it did. Like I said, it took them only 13 years to grab control of all the Masonic lodges in Europe. A few more years after that, grab control of Britain. And then once the founding fathers passed away, the Vsauce brand of Illuminism began to take over American lodges. Probably by the William Morgan murder affair, the lodges had been turned over in America to these Illuminist lodges.
Get into the William Morgan murder that then caused the anti-Masonic party, and tell us about that a little bit, and then let's get into the architecture.
All right, the William Morgan affair reveals, in my opinion, it reveals the true nature of Freemasonry. Not because three guys murdered William Morgan, because Freemasonry was a large organization, had tens of thousands of members at the time in America, and any organization like that of that size can have three crackpots pop up and murder somebody. And of course that's what Freemasonry tried to say, was that these guys weren't representative of what Masonry is all about. They literally took these horrible
the
blood
point was,
oaths,
literally. Was the national cover up.
Yeah, the cover up was the issue. I mean, when this affair began to get out into the open, people began to press the authorities to launch an investigation, do something about it. And the authorities were whether you're talking about sheriffs or judges or representatives at the state and local the local, state, and national level, they were Freemasons. And they covered it up. They refused to launch the investigation.
And that's the scandal. That's the scandal in England right now that's hit all the mainstream papers in the last 4 years, is almost all the judges, the politicians, they can get away with murder literally now today.
Well, in the upper levels of the York Rite, a Mason, vows that he will cover the crimes of a fellow Mason, even including treason and murder. So you just can't, there should be a law, Alex, against any Freemason holding any office, because their goals are not the goals of American democracy. But they're simply not.
Well, they're not the goals of this republic. You're absolutely right about that. So in the last minute of this segment, then we'll get into the architecture, break down what ended up happening in that affair.
Well, William Morgan, was murdered. The authorities were pressed to launch an investigation, which they absolutely refused to do. And once one of the perpetrators passed away, a few years later, and gave a deathbed confession that told all the facts, then this cover-up really hit the fan, and it spawned such an anti-Masonic backlash that, like you said, an anti-Masonic party was formed. They even elected a president, members of Congress. It took the filter of the Civil War to blot out the Morgan affair and allow Freemasonry to come back into vogue.
We'll be right back and get into the architecture, I promise, with our guests. We'll also play that little History Channel clip about the Hellfire Club and the Satanic Rituals and Benjamin Franklin. And we'll take more of your calls on the other side. Be sure and stay with us. I'm Alex Jones. We're talking to David Bay of Cutting Edge Ministries. And the new film is a must-see, America's Beginnings. You need to have it.
Come on, Bill. 2 weeks ago, you were riding a bicycle. And today, you're showing up in your new car and telling me you're buying a house? What did you do, rob Bill Gates?
No, John, I didn't rob Bill Gates. What I did do is visit the website www.didyourobbillgates.com. That's where I learned how to make $3,000 to $9,000 each and every week, starting with my very first week. It's a simple program that does all the work for you. And get this, they guaranteed my success in writing. I'm already up to $25,000 just going on my third week.
Whoa. What was that website again?
It's www.didyourobbillgates.com. Now write this down, John. You should go there and learn how this program can help you become financially independent, too.
Thanks, Bill. I'm going there right now.
Check, please.
You got this one, right, Bill?
Sure, John. Don't forget, it's www.didyourobbillgates.com. Next time, you'll be buying me lunch.
Deal.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold for your IRA? That's right. Gold has been available to be placed in IRAs since 1986. Yet still, the financial industry refuses to recognize the value of real hard assets for your retirement. The truth be told, gold and silver has outperformed paper investments like stocks, bonds, and CDs, yet no word about IRAs. Perhaps the financial institutions want to maintain control of your assets by keeping you in paper. If you'd like to take a look at gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low return on your paper investments. Call 800-686-2237. Make sure that you secure your future. Call 800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Are terrorist cells or prime terror targets located near you? Where are military bases and hazardous waste sites located? How do you find the best area for solar, average rainfall, fish contamination advisories, and major transportation routes? In the new interactive CD book, Prudent Places USA, you will find the information you want with over 50 interactive parameters that you control. Find everything from housing prices and taxes to brewing environmental catastrophes. Locate billion-dollar disaster-prone areas, the safest cities, ideal solar locations, and much, much more. Complete with over 3 gigabytes of detailed information on each of the 3,000-plus counties in the U.S., including 550 high-resolution, full-color maps and full-color photographs, as well as detailed information and analysis that you need. Get this hard-to-find information by ordering Prudent Places USA now for only $29 plus shipping and handling by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 or order on the web at BerkeyWater.com.
If the cost of your prescriptions are getting out of control, you want to listen carefully to this. RxDrugCard.com is a simple, innovative program designed to give individuals the same purchasing power as large HMOs and insurance companies. As a member of RxDrugCard.com, you'll enjoy savings of up to 80% on all prescription medications at over 52,000 USA pharmacies, including Walmart, Walgreens, and Eckerd's. Don't risk ruining your health by using cheap, counterfeit foreign drugs. This program provides savings on safe, genuine, FDA-approved medications with low membership fees, unlimited use, no age or income requirements, and coverage for all pre-existing conditions. RxDrugCard.com is an absolute must for anyone who pays for their own prescriptions. Enroll today for as little as $4.50 per month at www.RxDrugCard.com and start saving immediately. RxDrugCard.com is backed by a 30-day money-back guarantee. Visit RxDrugCard.com or call 888-216-2461. That's 888-216-2461.
Bill, Melissa, Sally, Brock, Mark, coming up the next segment, we'll go right to your calls. My guest, David Bay, Cutting Edge Ministries, talking about his new film, Secret Mysteries of America's Beginnings, Volume 1, The New Atlantis. Let's get into the architecture. Last year I had a big professor and scholar who was all over major newspapers in Canada, and he'd caught them building government buildings, the Parliament, according to 666, the sun calculation, having the room set up with actually the ritualistic altars in plain view. These are really temples built on certain meridians, certain lines. And when he went and talked to the people who designed them, the architects, they said, yeah, okay, it's occultic. Now shut up. So this is mainstream, but a lot of people aren't aware. Tell us about the capital. Tell us about these eastern cities.
Well, you know, Freemasons have been doing this for over 1,000 years. They did it in Europe, they did it in Great Britain, and they did it in the United States. They did it in South America, they've done it in Australia, et cetera. It's all over. What they really see, the five American cities that are built in line with each other and with Stonehenge are on a ley line, L-E-Y line, ley line. And a ley line, you'll find no reference to it in any scientific journals. It's strictly an occult concept. They believe that the Earth is crisscrossed by these ley lines. And of course, the most obvious ley line is the equator. But there are many ley lines. Crisscrossing each other at rather strange angles. But they believe that the world reverberates with occult power, and they follow established lines, which they call ley lines, just as an electrical current would follow a circuit.
They believe in places of power.
Yeah, places of power, and like Bill Schneblin says on our video, if you're an occultist, you build things on ley lines. You build cities and you build monuments on ley lines. And so, Washington D.C., Baltimore, Philadelphia, New York City, and Boston are all on a ley line, which is at a 52 degree azimuth. When you extend that line across the Atlantic Ocean, you run right smack dab through the middle of Stonehenge. I mean, it is a zero deviation. It goes right through the middle. Now, Boston was originally founded in 1630. So that means that, in Francis Bacon, his official death is listed as 1626. So, you just have to understand, that it's probable that the location of the five American cities was, being aligned with each other and being aligned with Stonehenge was part of the Baconian plan.
Now, then we look at the actual architecture itself.
Yeah, the architecture itself is just full of these symbols, the geometric symbols that occultists love. Pyramids. Triangles, squares, and circles, pentagrams, hexagrams, the Freemason square compass and rule are shown in the street design between the White House and the Capitol building. In fact,
yeah, the whole thing is set up as a huge occultic playground. Really,
it's more than that. It's more than that. It's got from the occult point of view, it's got a very definite reason for being built this way. You see, the occultists believe that it's important to put a symbol on the ground or on a building.
Yeah, it's markers.
Well, no, they believe that symbol begins to reverberate with occult power.
Yeah, it's a resonance.
24 hours a day, 7 days a week.
That's a resonance. It's a totem.
Yeah, it draws. I had one former Satanist tell me that it's like a, it's like a transfer of PowerPoint. Where the power comes from the other dimension through this symbol on the ground or through this symbol on the side of a building.
A gate.
And comes into this dimension.
Yeah, they've got to have the all-seeing eyes, the pyramids, the symbols on everything they do because they believe that they're going to have a disaster if they don't.
Yeah, well, or at least they believe that the New World Order will be further enhanced by this power that's coming through these various symbols.
All right, we're going to come back right to your calls with David Bay talking about the new film, Secret Mysteries of America's Beginnings. Stay with us.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Discover a natural way to experience healthier, cleaner indoor air without expensive filters and high-maintenance machines. Discover what natural health professionals have known for decades. Natural salt lamps ionize and purify indoor air. Natural salt lamps come handcrafted from salt crystals that are millions of years old. These lamps create healthy ions that eliminate odor, reduce bacteria, and can help allergy and asthma sufferers. You and your family will breathe better, sleep sounder, and have more energy. Natural salt lamps are available in stunning natural colors and shapes to accent any decor. The lamps are environmentally friendly and most important, they're affordable. Natural salt lamps come with a 100% 60-day satisfaction guarantee. Visit www.natural-salt-lamps.com. That's natural-salt-lamps.com to see the lamps for yourself and experience even more of the wellness tools available. Breathe easier, feel better, live healthier with a natural salt lamp by visiting natural-salt-lamps.com or call 312-224-2710. That's 312-224-2710.
The Berkey Light is your premier source for purified water. It's portable and requires no water pressure, so you can enjoy healthy drinking water, whether it's during normal times or hostile environments like a local or national emergency. That's because it can purify raw, untreated water from remote lakes and stagnant ponds. The Berkey Light is unique because it removes pathogenic bacteria, cyst parasites, and harmful chemicals to below detectable levels. It also removes foul taste and odors like the rotten egg smell of sulfide, and it extracts nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving in the healthful and nutritional minerals that your body needs. The Berkey Light's rechargeable LED lighting system is so bright it can be used as a reading light. Get the Berkey Light for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's toll free, 888-803-4438, or order on the web at berkeywater.com. Not yet available in Iowa.
Trivortex technology features subtle energy products that include an item called TriVibes that allow you to save hundreds of dollars by wearing rather than orally taking vitamins and nutrients. When you purchase Trivortex technology products, you make possible outstanding GCN programs such as the Power Hour, Alex Jones, Jack Blood, and Greg Szymanski. The GCN staff and countless GCN listeners benefit from Trivortex technology products on a daily basis to increase energy levels and for fast pain relief. Go to trivortex.com, that is TriVortex.com, or call me, Brian, at 619-884-1455. Yes, everything about Trivortex technology, including fast pain relief, is real, true, and honest. Help GCN grow and thrive by clicking on trivortex.com, that is TriVortex.com, or call me, Brian, at 619-884-1455.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
We got about 27 minutes left and a lot of news I haven't even gotten to, but I want to go through these calls, patient people have been holding for David Bay. I appreciate him joining us today, and I'm really impressed with the film that he's produced and with his director. You need to get it. I can't wait to see the other volumes when they produce those. Secret Mysteries of America's Beginnings, Volume 1, The New Atlantis. Learn the incredible secrets of the esoteric traditions hidden within the manifold layers of signs and symbols in our nation's infrastructure, symbols that for many represent the secret destiny of the world's greatest nation. And when you buy America's Beginnings, you get two of my films for $14.95. You get The Order of Death and then the updated, remastered Dark Secrets Inside Bohemian Grove on one DVD. You get those with this for only $14.95. So that's a great combo deal, and I would really encourage you, if you haven't gotten The Order of Death, to get it as well. It's available at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com via the safe, secure online video and bookstore shopping cart, or call toll-free 1-888-253-3139. Let's go right to the calls. Bill in Wisconsin, you're on the air. Go ahead, Bill.
Okay, thank you, Alex and David. Many years ago, when I taught in public school, I used the writings of an author by the name of Solange Hertz. Have you ever heard of her, David?
No, I haven't.
Okay, well, She writes from a Catholic perspective, and I use these in public schools. And what she essentially brought out was everything that you've been talking about today. And she based it upon the encyclicals of the popes prior to the Catholic Church being subverted as it is today. So all of the information that you're talking about, the Church warred against it. In fact, Albert Pike, in his book, Morals and Dogma, talked about how the monarchies of Europe and the Catholic Church, namely the papal throne, had to be overthrown before all this could be accomplished.
Well, yeah, that was what the... I mean, whether people like the Catholics or dislike them, that's
right.
A moot point. It is admitted that the Illuminati's main war, they said, was against the royals and the Church. David, is that from? Does that go along with your research?
Absolutely. The Jesuits were formed in the mid 1500s to try to return the supremacy of Rome in the areas of politics, which Martin Luther had severely eroded. And once Adam Wieshaupt, came to life with his Masters of the Illuminati in 1776, immediate all-out war broke between the Jesuits, the Catholic Church, and the Illuminati. No doubt about it.
All right. One other item that I'd like to point out is that you talk about how Washington and some of the founders took an approach where they were opposing Adam Wieshaupt. But, it's like the Fabian Socialists. We're going to arrive at the same point at a point in history. And you've also pointed out how over the years, the Masons themselves have covered up what the Illuminists have done. So we're going to end up with this creation. Now, whether we do it violently, Adam Wieshaupt, or whether we do it gradually in a Fabian Socialist way, it doesn't matter. One last item. I got, Alex, you got me going. I got elected town board chairman last April. I'm still in that position. I got elected two Tuesdays ago as the county board supervisor. And I'm going to get on law enforcement committee, social services, look into psychotropic drugs, look into, the connection of the police state to our local sheriff's office. I commend you for everything that you do. And there's a lot of people out there that could do the same thing that an old geezer like me could do. You can turn around your local government and expose a lot of this
Bill, stuff. I appreciate your call, and it's exciting what you've done. Absolutely. So many people say we can't affect change, we can't get involved, we can't help anything. David Bay, you're a degree from college, Army Intelligence, Vietnam. You've, of course, a Baptist yourself, teach Sunday school, the whole nine yards. Looking at the modern dominant church today, I don't care, the Catholics, the Protestants, the whatever, they're all, the big dominant churches pushing this New World Order as well, or almost all. What is it like to see so-called Christians out there saying, lay down, go along with the New World Order, we're going to get raptured out of here?
Well, it's heartrending. I mean, they've just all been, been lulled to sleep. And you're right. I mean, I believe the rapture of the church to be a real doctrine that's taught. I believe in that. But this idea that we're going to be living in clover one day and raptured out the next day, and then the bad stuff happens, I think that's a tenet from hell, because lull these people to sleep.
Exactly. But I mean, whatever the truth is, I know I've got a job to fight evil.
Absolutely. Absolutely. You've got to fight it. You've got to get involved. You've got to use you've got to use the knowledge you have, Cutting Edge Ministries and Alex Jones puts out there to make the kind of changes that this guy just described.
Exactly.
In his own life.
Let's talk to Melissa in Texas. Thanks for holding, Melissa.
Hi, Alex.
Hi.
Is there an echo?
There is an echo. I don't know if that's our phone system or your phone. Go ahead.
Okay. Question I have would be, David, do you talk about the Jeffersonian Bible?
we don't cover the Jeffersonian Bible in this video, but Jefferson tried to demystify by the New Testament, and he took out all the miracles and anything that couldn't be explained by natural process.
Well, he got rid of Paul.
Yeah.
The Apostle Paul. Without the Apostle Paul,
you don't have a church.
That's right.
Yeah. See, Jefferson was one of these founding fathers that whose vision was tilted more toward the Vsauce model than the Baconian model. He defended Vsauce, as being harmless, and it wouldn't surprise it's not surprising that he would make this kind of an attack on the Bible. But New Agers and occultists of all stripes hate the Apostle Paul. They uniformly denounce him and try to debunk him completely discredit his.
Yeah, you know it's the devil when they go after Paul.
Exactly right.
They're going to have some explaining to do.
Oh yeah, well there's a judgment day for all these people. Absolutely.
Anything else, Melissa?
Just God bless you both in the name of His Son Jesus Christ.
All right, thank you. That phone's really bad. I hope that's not our system. We'll find out when we take another call. Sally, you're on the air. Where are you calling us from?
Yes, from Florida.
Welcome.
And I just got a newsletter from a pastor you've had on your program, Pastor Butch, and he said that they just had a meeting March 23rd in Ohio where the FEMA is going around to the churches trying to get their pastors to get their parishioners to submit to detention centers.
Yeah, and the forced vaccination and the rest of it. Thanks for the call. In fact, David, that's been in mainstream news that now FEMA's building these emergency camps for our safety.
Right, it's particularly ominous if they're going to the pastors. And I heard this a couple of weeks ago. I haven't been able to get any confirmation on it, but I heard it. Coming to the pastors now, we're now moving into a very dangerous phase. I mean, the Nazis did this in the late 30s, about 37, just about a year and a half before they actually started moving against the Jews in an open way. They paid visits to various pastors to get them to start spying on their congregations and to get them to working in parallel with the Nazi Party.
Well, it's admitted that Homeland Security and Army Intelligence and Defense Intelligence and Pentagon Protective Bureau are in a bunch of churches spying on people and innocuous peace groups. What about these federal training manuals that the states are issuing, the Virginia variant, saying that, property rights activists are all terrorists?
Oh, I know. There's such an attack on property rights, not only from that manual, but from the Supreme Court decision that a city can seize, by eminent domain, any privately held property, if they believe they could get more taxes from a development coming in there.
It's unbelievable.
Private property is just, is under attack like never before.
I agree with you. Brock in, Brock, where are you calling us from?
Knoxville, Tennessee.
Welcome.
I'm working. I've been waiting for like an hour, but
well, you're on the air now. Make it count, brother.
I've been listening to you since '98 or so. But anyway, I thank you for all you're doing and everything.
Well, thank you.
I just want to make a comment about the ideology of world government, and I think it goes back farther than 1776 with Adam Weishaupt. I think it goes all the way back to Babylon and the Tower of Babel.
Absolutely.
That's the one world merging of all the cultures.
Yeah,
exactly.
This whole current system, moving toward this new world order, is in reality a Tower of Babel revisited. Absolutely. You hit it right on the head.
Exactly. I didn't learn that anywhere, but from being in the Word of God and praying and talking to the Lord about the whole situation. I've always been one to want to know why things are the way they are. Well, He told me, but anyway, That's all I wanted to comment about as far as that goes. And I'll just hang up and listen.
Thank you, sir. I appreciate the call. You want to comment on that, and we'll take one final call, David?
Well, the Freemasons and occultists of all stripes do trace their roots back to ancient Egypt and ancient Babylon.
Yeah, the Babylon mystery schools.
Absolutely, absolutely. That's the core of Freemasonry, Rosicrucian, Rosicrucianism, Skull and Bones, all of the secret societies. It's all based upon this Luciferian worship.
Absolutely. Let's take a call. Final call. Angela in California. Go ahead, Angela.
Hi, Alex. Can I make a comment on the immigration thing?
Anything you'd like. Go ahead.
Listen, I'm really glad that you started your show with that today. The whole thing has got to be a huge scam.
Well, it goes back to getting rid of the borders, you know, merging the cultures.
Wait,
it's the same thing.
They could not have done this, Alex. Look, these people supposedly come here because they're so poor. They just want to find some under minimum wage job to feed their families. So they don't have laptops. Half of them don't even speak English, okay? How in the heck do you organize and coordinate something like this?
Well, ma'am, let me give you the answer. I mean, you obviously heard the first hour of the show. It's not debatable. We have the smoking gun. Fox hired Bush's big lobbying firm out of Dallas and openly said, we're going to stage all this with the media and protest to defeat this legislation, to control the borders, and to make these people felons. And they have blocked it, and a foreign government has openly staged this. And the AP reported that the Spanish-speaking media for two-plus months hyped this, and it's ongoing. And then our media acts to cover the truth up from the people. David Bay, comment.
What we are seeing here, and here's the dirty little secret, NAFTA is being formed. You remember NAFTA, right, Alex?
Yeah.
1993, I mean, George H.W. Bush started the move toward NAFTA. Clinton finished it, right? Western Europe was founded on December 31st, 1992. Now, NAFTA was created as an economic union with the understanding that just like Western Europe has done, since 1992, NAFTA would begin to become a single nation. We are seeing the people of America, Mexico, and Canada about to become NAFTA citizens. And that's the dirty little secret.
And that's the truth. That's the official documents. That's the legislation. That's the treaties. That's the agreements.
Absolutely.
And then people see all these illegal aliens running around. This was all staged by our government in Mexico, and it's admitted.
Yeah, I mean, you know, you know, whenever you see mass, spontaneous demonstrations, you just have to assume they're staged.
But everybody says
it's a government provocateur operation.
Exactly. But everybody says they're staged from instinct, and we have the proof here. And for 3 weeks, I didn't think of this.
And then
I went, wait a minute. Vicente Fox said he was going to hire Bush's big PR firm, the guy that got Bush in, the guy that got Fox in, to run this propaganda campaign. And they said they'd do this, and they've done it. And the media acts like it's spontaneous when it's a PR firm.
Right, of course. You know, just last week, Bush of the United States, Fox of Mexico, and Barbara, I think his name is, of Canada,
met down in Cancun.
Met down in Cancun. Now, just before they met, Congress starts considering this very draconian bill to make the illegal immigrants felons. So, of course, this makes the immigrants mad, and so these spontaneous demonstrations pop out at the time of the.
That's a key point. Not just the staging.
The timing is too cute by half.
Sure, but that's a point I haven't made, but I thought that, and I think you're right. They brought the legislation the American people have been demanding for decades up right during the PR campaign, knowing it'd be a collision.
Absolutely, and wanting the collision.
David, you're absolutely right. In closing here, we got about a minute and a half left. I hope people will go to InfoWars.com and the video and bookstore and get Secret Mysteries of America's Beginnings, The New Atlantis. Tell folks, again, just in a nutshell, well, let's play this Hellfire Club clip one more time because I practice it. This is from, I mean, I promised to play this. This is from the History Channel just a few years ago admitting the satanic activities of Benjamin Franklin. Here it is.
America was born in rebellion, and a few of its greatest icons made alliances with the host of hell. In the late 1700s, a group of Englishmen formed the first Hellfire Club, a fraternity dedicated to drinking, sex, and at times, ridiculing Christianity and mocking its sacred rituals. members met at ruined monasteries to revel in black masses and drunken orgies. An occasional participant was the American ambassador to Great Britain, Benjamin Franklin.
Well, that's a good way to close. David Bay, I really appreciate you joining us. We have links to your site up on Infowars.com. Again, we are carrying your new film. And why do people need to get this video?
Absolutely. If you want to understand the present, you must go back to the past. And that's what this video does. It's a rollicking good story, and it just teaches so many things that people have to know today.
Well, it's something that's going to wake up a lot of people. And again, I commend you and your director for the fine work. When will Volume 2 be out?
We are planning for it to be out in late September.
Okay, and so you're going to have a new volume every 6 months?
We are going to have a new volume 6 months. Every 6 months, 4 volumes are planned.
All right, well, I want to end up carrying all 4 volumes, and as soon as the second volume comes out, give me a call, so,
okay.
I'll be sure and carry it. God bless you.
Thank you very much. God bless you, too.
Take care, my friends.
Okay,
we'll be right back, and then I'll have a kind of news roundup, some recap of headlines, and then some other stuff we haven't hit on, kind of a little news blitz for you on the other side of this quick break. So stay with us, stay the course, come in for the big finish, and then we'll be back tonight, 9 to midnight, back tomorrow, 11 to 2. But we'll be right back after this quick break.
What really happened September 11th, and who stands to gain? Alex Jones here, America. We answer these vital questions and much, much more in my newest and most explosive documentary yet, 911, The Road to Tyranny. In 2 hours and 24 minutes, we point a searing light of truth on the history of problem-reaction-solution. Brace yourselves as the New World Order program for world domination is blown wide open. A nightmarish post-September 11th world where the military and the police are merged. Witnesses populations beg for national ID cards and, yes, even implantable microchips. Troops on the streets, foreign NATO aircraft in the skies. Psychotic UN population control plans, and much, much more. This is one film you cannot afford to miss. Order 911, The Road to Tyranny today. Call toll-free 1-888-253-3139. That's 1-888-253-3139. Or order online at Infowars.com or Infowars.net. You see, Big Brother's afraid of this documentary. Order today and spread the word. America's future depends on the truth getting out.
Now you can bring Berkey purification power anywhere with the Sport Berkey filtration bottle. Ideal for sporting games, camping or boating, or Sport Berkey is small enough to store in your glove box, so it's ideal backup for unexpected emergencies like blackouts, floods, or earthquakes. It's simply the best personal water filtration system available. So effective you can drink raw, untreated water from lakes, rivers, and streams. Unlike other sport bottles, the Sport Berkey's patented filter formulation is so powerful it removes cysts, parasites, harmful bacteria, and chemicals like herbicides and pesticides. It even reduces radon-222, lead, and other heavy metals. This lightweight, rugged 22-ounce filter is small enough to go everywhere, so take one to work and keep another in your glove box for emergencies. Get the Berkey Sport for only $39. Get two for $70 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Order your Berkey Sport today. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438, or order on the web at berkeywater.com.
Herbal Healer Academy is a global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
Exposing the global crime syndicate is coming out so fast we can't even cover it all. I'm just flabbergasted by the fact that it comes out that Bush ordered the leaks and then says, oh, but it was accidental that Libby burned the plane. If you believe that, I got a bridge on the moon I want to sell you. They're at Tranquility Base. And they're now saying the very same people that have manufactured intelligence over and over again have been caught red-handed and been caught wanting to stage shoot-downs of our planes to claim they're UN aircraft are now saying Iran's going to have an A-bomb or could have one in 16 days and we got to attack them. It's just mind-blowing. And I cannot stress enough that I'm an idiot. But I guess I'm less of an idiot than everybody else because no one has put two and two together. I mean, everybody put two and two together saying it's staged. But with the demonstrations by the illegal aliens and their supporters. But I remember in December going, watch what happens. You're going to see riots. You're going to see demonstrations. You're going to see PR campaigns because Fox said he was going to do it. A foreign leader destabilizing our country with his citizens, with their Mexican flags out marching. Now, that blew up in their face, and so now they're serving out American flags. We're going to get an article out on this. This is very, very important. And the Republicans brought the legislation up. They've been stalling for, what is it, 4 or 5 years? They brought it up to right at this point to coincide with the PR campaign to make it look like the illegal aliens had a victory to embolden them in the future. They're starting a major movement in our country, but then our media is telling Americans to lay down and don't get involved and you can't fight City Hall. So the government and the media are mobilizing a foreign force in our country. And it's outrageous. And I'm extremely upset about it. I'm extremely angry about it. Meanwhile, they've got us ready to tromp off into a new war with Iran. Meanwhile, Chinese President Hu to face protests as he meets Bush. But, of course, they'll be in a free speech zone. We're almost like China now when he comes to town April 20th. I guess that's in about 6-7 days. And I could have spent all day on this, and I should. Drug companies inventing diseases to boost their profits. I ended with this yesterday, too. I'm going to get some guests on concerning this subject, the British Medical Society and others coming out and documenting what, again, we already knew organically, but now it's admitted. Big article by Paul Watson reinforcing the official lie, government keen on playing Allah Akbar tapes, but goes shy on shredding air traffic control conversations. Yeah, they shred all those and they stage some new tapes of people yelling Allah Akbar but won't play them for us and just put out the transcripts and suddenly Meshawi says he's Apache and it's all staged, shows up and confesses to everything and then the judge is saying the whole trial staged, but so what? Let's just believe a government that produced the fat Bin Laden tape, a fat guy in a room with a nose twice the size of Bin Laden's and they do a voice print test. It's not even anything near Bin Laden. Then linguists listen to it and it's not even a Middle Eastern accent. The top linguist in Canada and France said it's someone who is Middle Eastern but's lived in America most of their life. Remember the fat Bin Laden? And they release all these new tapes of Bin Laden threatening to attack us, and then it turns out it's re-edited 4 or 5-year-old tapes. But we're out of time here today. We'll be back again tonight, 9 to midnight, back tomorrow, 11 to 2 for the Big Friday edition. I do want to thank the great folks of the network running the show. I want to thank my folks, my employees down here in Austin, my staff, my comrades, my collaborators in the fight against the globalist. I want to thank all the sponsors, the affiliates, you the listeners, and of course God, number one. And we exposed the occult today. We spent about an hour and a half on it because that's what drives it. Every time you turn over a stone, that's what's there. That's the mindset of our enemies, the controllers, the slave masters. And you need to know your enemy. You need to know history. That's what we attempt to bring you at least once a week as a historical review of who we face. I intend to do some shows on the Federal Reserve System here in the near future. We haven't done that in about a year. It's important to bring that information back and add any new information because the new Fed chief says he's going to print money even faster than Greenspan did, devaluing the dollar already massively. All right, we're out of time. God bless you all. Get out there and take on the New World Order. Defeat these people. Take it to them. We can win with God's help.
Copies of the preceding broadcast are available at GCNLive.com or call toll-free 877-300-7645.
Hello.